We have Rob Moore. He's with Arbor Mortgage. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
A big topic these days is refinancing, and I know that there's a program called the Home Affordable Refinance Program. If you're in the biz, the lingo is HARP. What is that exactly?
Okay, well, HARP 2.0 was announced by President Obama back in October, and what its intent is to help borrowers that have been paying their mortgage responsibly take advantage of the very low rates that we have right now, which are historical lows. And so these folks have been paying, they owe more than their house is worth.
So they're upside down.
Called underwater, upside down. And so this loan program is intended to help them put more cash in their pockets, lower their payment, and get them moving forward to take advantage of these rates.
I know previously when we were looking at some of these loans, if you were 125% the upside down, that was the limit. But now has that opened up more? You can be more upside down than that?
You can. As a matter of fact, the intent of the program is to allow anybody that's upside down, regardless of loan to value. We call that LTV in the business. The loan to value can be at any level. And the intent is to just get those people into a better loan, and we're going to be able to help them. And the government says that's what they have to do. The different lenders are going to deliver different levels. 150% are what some are saying, and others are going unlimited.
Okay, so if the person is eligible in terms of how current they are on the mortgage, what are some other criteria that you look at?
Okay, so you've mentioned the first one. They have to be current. They can't have been late more than one time in the last 12 months, so that's criteria number one. Number two, that loan that they have has to be owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which is probably 80 to 90% of the loans out there. Even though they're getting a bill from a bank or a local credit union, that underlying loan is actually owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And then final item would be they would have to have had that loan refinanced or bought the house and gotten that loan before May 31st of 2009.
And I know the Freddie Frannie question is kind of confusing for people, but you can help people understand that. When we come back after the break, I have a question about whether the same borrowers need to be on a new loan. We'll cover that in a second. You're listening to Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us. It's a local race that many are already talking about in Central Oregon, and we're hosting their first informal local debate this coming Tuesday. Former Oregon House Majority Leader and three-term Representative Tim Canope is taking on well-known incumbent State Senator Chris Telfer. Both are fiscally conservative, and both have a passion for more jobs in Oregon. We'll hear their ideas and also what makes them different. Tune in this coming Tuesday at 8 a.m. on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us. Welcome back to Live Take 5. We have Rob Moore, the owner of Arbor Mortgage, and I realize that you work in partnership with Mid-Oregon Credit Union. So as far as borrowers, do they need to be on the new loan, the same borrowers?
The answer is no. For instance, if a couple were to have purchased a home and had since divorced, the one individual that wants to stay on the loan can do so. The criteria would be the other person has to come off the deed, and the other person that's staying on the loan would have to prove they've been making that payment for the last 12 months on their own.
So where do people call if they need more questions answered, if they need help?
Well, they certainly can call their trusted mortgage lender, be it a bank or a mortgage broker. They can call Arbor Mortgage Group at 541-323-0422. If for some reason they aren't eligible, there is a hotline, a HOPE hotline, that's 888-995-4673, and they can speak to a counselor about what they might be able to do.
And in your notes here, you're saying that you don't actually have to live in this home, which is kind of an interesting caveat.
That's true. It's making this loan is available to all borrowers. So if you bought the home, lived in it, and have moved away and maybe are now renting it or using it as a second home, the purpose of the loan does not have to be for principal residence. It can be one of those other purposes.
Are you seeing a pretty high demand? I know we have a lot of upside down people here in Central Oregon.
Yeah, nationally, the numbers are pretty extraordinary. And locally, it's probably even higher. There's a good number of people that are going to be doing this loan. And I anticipate the next 6 months, we're going to be pretty buried.
So get your paperwork in order.
Get it in order. Yeah.
Is that your advice? All right. Thanks, Rob Moore, for being on Live Take 5. You're listening to News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.